You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I know it's Memorial Day weekend. It's May the 23rd. But it's never too early for some over-unders in the world of college football. And our college football guru, with all due respect to Mr. John Jansen, is the one, the only, Greg Hargrave.
Yes, so Vegas has the over-under win totals for the power conference teams, plus Notre Dame, and that is a key component, tease here, to Greg Palm preseason rankings. The legwork has already been put in. The only thing that the computer needs now is the win totals for the mid-major, the small conference schools, your Arkansas States of the world. So just a tease out there for what's to come. But we're going to go through a dozen teams plus a bonus team and go through and have your guys pick if they're going to go over or under their win totals. We go with 12 because it's the magic number in college football with the college football playoff field. Let's start with the defending national champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes. 10.5 is their win total.
I'm going to go over. I think that I look at it 11-1 now.
Who's the one?
That's the question. I think the one might be Texas. And I know that means you're going to lose the Michigan and Ann Arbor. Eventually, they're going to beat Michigan again. I mean, we saw it happen the other way around. Because they're going to be starting a new quarterback, Saiyan.
Yep, Julian Saiyan.
Can you imagine his name was Justin? You could just call him Just Saiyan.
Just Saiyan.
Yeah. Anyway, and Texas, look, Ohio State does have the best player in college football, Jeremiah Smith. They got some transfers coming in. The kid from Iowa is pretty good, if I'm not mistaken. From Purdue, Max Clair, the tight end. They still have Carnell Tate. I think they're really good. But Arch Manning, I think this is his year, and I think Texas might be the one to beat him. But that's it. I don't think they're going to lose to Penn State this year because Franklin just can't beat him either. So I'm going to go over 10.5.
I'm going to go under, and this has nothing to do with the Michigan game. I think that they lose week one to Texas, and I think this is the year that Penn State gets a one-up on Ohio State, and that's simply because Drew Aller, Nicholas Singleton, Catron Allen, that offensive line, some of the receivers that they have defensively, they're still loaded. I think they end up losing to Penn State this year, so that gives them two losses, and they end up hitting the under.
Both at home, too, you have them.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. Yeah.
Tough year in Columbus.
All right, we're going to stay in the Big Ten. I've seen a lot of unofficial preseason rankings as this as the number one team in the country. So that might be number one when the polls start coming out in August. Penn State also at 10.5.
I'm going to go over for Penn State. And the reason I go over is they play Oregon, but they play Oregon at home. And Dante Moore, local product here, is going to be taking over the helm at Oregon. We'll talk about him more in just a moment. But I think they beat Oregon at home. I already mentioned I think they beat Ohio State. The next toughest game that they have is Indiana. I don't know that Indiana is going to be what they were last year. And if they are, I don't think they beat Penn State. So I think they go over. I think Penn State actually is the favorite, should be the favorite to win the Big Ten this year.
I'm going to go over as well. I think they go 11-1, and that loss would be to Ohio State.
All right, we're going to stay in the Big Ten. Oregon, 10.5, last year's Big Ten champions.
I'm going to go under, and because of the quarterback, and it's nothing against Dante Moore. I mean, he's hasn't played a hell of a lot. He did play a little bit at UCLA and really didn't do that well. He's obviously more mature. He's seasoned, and I think, Oregon, they win 9-10 games, so I'm going to go under.
As I look at their schedule, right, their toughest games at Penn State, I already mentioned Penn State wins that one, so they can't lose another one. They've got a schedule that really sets up for them to have another good year in the Big Ten. Iowa, Minnesota, Washington, I think they win all those games. Indiana, their other tough opponent. So I think they actually go over, but they do lose to Penn State. They get 11.
All right, let's go to everyone's favorite independent, last year's national runner-up, Notre Dame. They've got a total of 10.5.
I'm gonna say under.
You're going to say under?
Yeah, I'm going to say they're going to go 10-2. They got to go to Miami. They're going to be bringing in a new quarterback, C.J. Carr, who supposedly looked really, really good in spring ball. And they play Texas A&M. Granted, it is at home. They play Boise State. They should beat them, but still a decent game. I see two losses and maybe the USC game finally they lose this year.
Mm. So for Notre Dame, I'm going to go over. And I think they get 11 wins. Big fan, obviously, of C.J. Carr. And maybe I'm a little biased in this one. And it's hard for me to say I'm a little biased towards Notre Dame, but I am biased towards C.J. Carr. At Miami, Miami's got Carson Beck. I don't think he's a quarterback that's going to take them places that Cam Ward couldn't take them. So I think they win on the road there. Texas A&M, that's my kind of one wild card. I think they run the table other than that. And coming off the loss that they had last year to NIU, there's not going to be a week that they're not prepared. So I'm going to go over for Notre Dame.
All right, let's go to the SEC. We'll start with Georgia, 9.5.
This is a tough one because I'm trying to figure out what Georgia will be. They always seem to have a dominating defense. Speed and speed kills. Speed at the receiver position. I just don't know that they're going to have the play at quarterback that they want. It's a little bit TBD, but at 9.5, do I think they have three losses? No. So I'm going to go over for Georgia.
I'm going to go over as well because they're Georgia. I mean, on paper, you think they look like a 9-3 team. They're at Tennessee. Alabama and Texas are at home. Gunnar Stockton, while he's not great, he's okay. And their big transfer guys, the wide receiver Branch from USC, is going to be amazing if they can get him the ball. But, I just, for some reason, I think 9.5 is over that as well.
Gunnar Stockton might just be what they need at quarterback that team. Let's go with the Texas Longhorns. Their total is at 9.5.
I don't know why they're at 9.5. I know they lost some running backs. They lost some linemen. They lost some receivers. But Sark has definitely recruited well there. I'm going to be a little bit quicker on this one. I think they beat Ohio State. Oklahoma, I'm not really that concerned, even though Venables is going to be calling the defense. The big game for them is going to be at Georgia, but I don't see them in any way, shape, or form going under that 9.5.
I think they're going to go 10-2 as well, so I'm going to go over. I like the running back that they have, who I'll mispronounce his names, Quintrevion Wisner, Arch Manning, of course. They are at Ohio State, at Georgia, neutral game with Oklahoma, so I think they can go 10-2.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
All right, last one of these SEC triplets. Also at 9.5, Alabama Crimson Tide.
Wow. I don't know what we're going to get from them. I'm going to say under 9.5 because I think they lose two of their three big games at Georgia, Tennessee, and LSU, and that's not minimizing their big rival with Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well. Ty Simpson looks to be their quarterback. He has not looked great in some of the games that he's played in. He's only played against Mercer, you know, Wisconsin, and Western Kentucky. Just above 50% completion percentage. Doesn't mean he can't get better, but I just don't have faith that he will get that much better. So I'm going to go under.
Last of the teams that has a 9.5 win total, we go to the ACC, the Clemson Tigers, defending ACC champs.
I think Clemson, this is the year that they make a little bit of a comeback. They've got the quarterback. I just think that they are a team. Last year, at the end of the year, started to come on a little bit more, played really solid football. I think they do it again, and I think they go over 9.5.
I agree with you. I think they're going to go 10-2. I mean, you know, the quarterback Klubnik is pretty damn good. And you know they're going to be clapping their hands a lot because they got Tom Allen as the defensive coordinator.
Oh, yes. He'll be a lot of hugs on
yes,
the sidelines.
Yes, indeed.
Host LSU to start the season. That will be fascinating. All right. We're going to spare John's gold star comments. We're going to go to the Big 12. And the defending Big 12 champions, the Arizona State Sun Devils, 8.5.
I think their run game takes a huge hit.
Yes, Scataboo.
Yeah, Scataboo no longer there. I don't know that they can repeat the performance from last year, so I'm going to go under. Texas Tech, Iowa State, at Utah, both of those last two games are on the road. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over. I think they can go 9-3, and they have a really good quarterback. And I know there's people in East Lansing who wish he never left. That's Sam Levitt. He's really good, so I'm going to go over for Arizona State.
Back to the SEC. Let's talk about Brian Kelly's LSU team. 8.5 is their win total.
Like I said, I mean, they're at Clemson. That's going to be a key one. At Ole Miss, at Alabama.
You think they can win
9 games, but I don't know. I'm going to go under there. I mean, they do have, we mentioned, they have a really good quarterback in Nussmeier. And they upgraded on defense. They got Florida's... Jakeem Jackson, I think, is his name in DB. So give me, I'm going to still say under because of the schedule.
The schedule's tough, but I think I got some respect for Nussmeier and his experience. So I'm going to go over. I don't think there's 4 losses on this schedule.
A lot of ats for LSU in the big games. Let's go to Miami of Florida. Probably one win away from going to the playoff last year. Their total is at 8.5.
Not a big fan of Carson Beck. I don't think he gets it done. And Miami is, no, they're not back with games against Notre Dame, Louisville, at SMU. I just don't think they're going to be consistent enough, and so I'm going to go under.
I'm not a huge Carson Beck guy either. I mean, they lost their great wide receiver, right? Restrepo or whatever his name is. Plus, it's Mario Cristobal. I mean, great recruiter. He just can't seem to win consistently. I'm going to go under as well.
All right, last of the dozen here. And, hey, would it be an over-under segment without Michigan? Their total is 8.5 wins.
I think this is set almost perfect to make it really tough to decide. I'm going to go over just because of the schedule. You got New Mexico, obviously, and Central Michigan. At Oklahoma, big test. But Oklahoma really hasn't shown a whole lot. And then the Big Ten schedule sets up for them to have a much better year this year. Tough road game. Even though USC hasn't been good, it's at USC. Mm-hmm. But they've got Purdue, Northwestern, Maryland, Washington at home. You've got, you know, at Michigan State. I think they go over.
I'm going to say under. I think they're an 8-4 football team. And I think, you know, when you have a new quarterback, and I expect Keen to actually start the first game, but obviously Bryce Underwood's going to play. And I just think there's a learning curve there. Their defense should still be really, really good. But I see 8-4.
So all the 11 teams previously we have mentioned are playing three games against teams with a win total of 8.5 or larger. Michigan does not. USC is at 7.5.
Yeah.
So they have two of those said games. All right, if we mentioned Michigan, we've got to mention Michigan State. So let's throw them in here to make this a baker's dozen. Michigan State's Vegas win total is set at 5.5, over or under.
Wow. I always look at them and I say, oh, they're over. They're going to win six games. Let's see. What are their non-conference? Boston College. They have somebody else who's not really
Youngstown State and Western Michigan.
Yeah, so if they win the three games, and BC is not going to be easy, but it will be home this year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Then all I have to win is three Big Ten games. Give me the over.
I'd like to say over, but I think that Boston College with Bill O'Brien is kind of a toss-up. At Nebraska, at USC, at Indiana, obviously Michigan, Penn State, at Iowa. Maryland's always a tough out for them. They play them at the end of the year, so I'm going to go under. I think they it's five wins.
They get five wins. Jonathan Smith might be looking for a new home.
It's a tough year.
Yeah, because they have a new athletic director, whoever that may be. Yeah. And that is our college football over-unders.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.